Thunder Bay. In 1972, a young high schooler, registering as Jay Silman, set a record by finishing a 10-mile run in 63 minutes. Janet Silman, a.k.a. Jay Silman, set a record for being the first female athlete to finish the 10-mile race in 63 minutes, in a time when women were not allowed to participate in competitive sports with men. Coming from an athletic background, a curling champion mother, Silman had sports blood running in her veins. Her athletic career grew strong over the years as she achieved several honors, including being recognized as the Female Athlete of the Year twice, in 1971 and 1972, coming as a runner-up behind her mother, and being inducted into the Northwestern Sports Hall of Fame in 2018. Rewinding a few decades, born in 1950, when women weren't encouraged to participate in sports, Silman, a local Thunder Bay resident, was the wild card. In high school, she participated in any sport that could keep her physically active, be it the swim team or the basketball team. With an agenda to push limits, Silman wanted to give a shot at anything that could keep her physically active and competitive. In 1971 and 1972, she was given an accolade as a female athlete, earning recognition in the sports field. Her growth since has been steadily growing, participating in several world championships, and being inducted into the Northwestern Sports Hall of Fame. The growth didn't stop as she grew older. At the age of 50, she started masters cycling, participating in triathlons, and gaining recognition as a cyclist. The drive and ambition, I never thought about making it a career. In high school, there were no opportunities for girls. In Ontario, girls weren't allowed to participate in nationals. So maybe if I had these options, I would have thought about making a professional career. I always thought it would be cool, but never gave it a serious thought. What gave me the push was hearing about a 100-year-old man winning the 2017 Cycling Masters Championship. If he can do it, why shouldn't I try? Silman says. Obstacles and challenges. With fame comes challenges, but Silman had a different set of challenges. When it comes to sport, men and women never had an even playing field. Men have had more opportunities than women in sports for decades. Although times are changing, and there are more opportunities for women now, there is still a gap. When my mom and I won the Female Athlete of the Year in 1972, we were not allowed to be with the men in the room. They let us attend the event, but they didn't have any reward for us. No recognition was given to us in the ceremony. When we asked for our prizes, they gave us a pair of men's shoes as they had forgotten about us, she says. Even as I switched into cycling, I was 55 years old and had to compete against 30-year-old women. Women don't have categories like men do, which is unfortunate, she adds. For Silman, it was not about creating history or setting records. It was about enjoying doing something everyone was doing, keeping physically active. Just doing what friends did, which is participating in sports. New era and importance of physical activity. The opportunities are growing and there's more and more with each passing day. Schools have teams, cycling, gymnastics, football. Curriculum is preaching the importance of getting engaged to feel good about yourself. They are empowering women to go and play, which is a positive sign of growth in the community and the world, and should be encouraged. Silman adds about the importance of physical activities and sports in the new age, be it professional or for leisure. If you know of someone who should be featured in Women and Girls, click here and to let us know.